Mr. James Duffy lived in Chapelitzod because he wished to live as far as possible from the city of which he was a citizen, and because he found all the other suburbs of Dublin mean, modern, and pretentious. He lived in an old, sombre house, and from his window he could see an empty factory and the River Liffey on which Dublin is built. The high walls of his uncarpeted room were free from pictures. He had bought every piece of furniture in the room himself: a black iron bed, four chairs, and a square table which was used as a desk. A bookcase had been made from shelves of white wood. The bed was covered with white bedclothes, and a black and red rug lay on the floor. The books on the white wooden shelves were arranged by size and weight. The biggest volume, A Complete Wordsworth, stood at one end of the lowest shelf, and a slim copy of the Maynooth Catechism stood at one end of the top shelf. Writing materials were always on the desk. There was a faint fragrance in the room: new pencils, or a bottle of glue, or an overripe apple which might have been left there and forgotten. Mr. Duffy hated anything which suggested physical or mental disorder. His face, which showed every one of his years, was the same colour brown as the Dublin streets. On his long and rather large head grew dry black hair, and a tawny brown moustache did not quite cover an unfriendly mouth.